The SolarWinds incident back in 2020 put a spotlight on the challenges of securing the software supply chain. Since then, a variety of solutions have been proposed, along with products and platforms, to strengthen and simplify the process. My guest today is Amit Sinha, CEO of DigiCert. In this sponsored Industry Voices segment, he shares his insights from being on the front lines of the battle for digital trust for the software supply chain.
If you follow the news, in January this year, GitHub reported that a whole bunch of encrypted code signing certificates were exfiltrated. Well, fortunately, those certificates were password protected, so the effects were contained. But that was a huge problem. If you look back earlier, you had issues with code signing keys being compromised at ASUS, at Intel, and even Microsoft. In the case of ASUS, they manufacture drivers. And unfortunately, they put the code signing keys on web servers that were basically being used to download those drivers. Once those web servers were compromised, the signing keys were stolen, and the hackers were able to then essentially sign malware with those driver updates, right? And that was crazy. So now you have malware-infested drivers that are fundamental to your operating system in making sure that your devices are working properly. Intel was a similar problem, right? Code signing keys for their boot guard system got leaked, and again led to potentially malicious firmware during the boot process. I think recently Mandiant has talked about how Microsoft's code signing keys were illicitly obtained by again threat actors, and they used that to sign malware pretending to be Microsoft. Now, imagine how bad that is. You get a piece of software on your PC and it says, "Yep, authentic, signed by Microsoft." It just lets people feel safe when it's not. So the first problem here is that signing keys need to be protected. And fortunately, in June this year, standards bodies evolved, and now it's a basic requirement that you cannot issue code signing keys without a hardware token. And what a hardware token or a HSM or a module does is it essentially makes sure that the private keys cannot be exfiltrated, copied, shared, etc. Right? So it reduces the attack surface of the types of problems that we talked about. So that's a good evolution. So step one, you do need to get code signing keys. And for that, you need to establish yourself as a software developer. And what companies like DigiCert do, being a root of trust on the internet, as part of our code signing process, we validate the organization. We check your credentials. We make sure that you're legitimate, and then offer you your code signing keys, which starting June this year has to be on a HSN. Now, more mature organizations will take it a step further. They'll say, well, not only do we need to protect our code signing keys, I need to do two other things. The second thing I need to do is I need to inspect my software development supply chain, right? I need to integrate software trust in the entire CI/CD pipeline, in the build process itself.
And how do we do all this without creating undue friction for the developers themselves? I know you've made the point that, they just want to write their code. They want to do their work. They don't want to be slowed down by these sorts of things. And can we protect against that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there is a bit of a trade-off between security and ease of use. I'll share an example. We talk a lot about generative AI these days, and every CEO is out there saying, "Hey, what can we do with generative AI?" And that puts pressure on the software development community or their teams, and they'll go and they'll download whatever packages are available without, scanning them, without thinking about it. And that can lead to increased risk, right? There have been discussions where, you know, some language models and some neural network frameworks were laced with malware, and nobody's really thinking about scanning them. So sometimes, you know, when there is a pressure to deliver things, people take shortcuts, and it becomes an easy door through which threat actors can infiltrate your software development process. So back to your question, how do we make it easy? So, you know, you have secure software development without too much friction in the process. It starts with, again, automation. If you look at DigiCert's Software Trust Manager solution, we automate and integrate into your CI/CD pipeline, basically your development pipeline. And all the keys are managed in the cloud, in cloud secure HSMs. Once you set up your policies, automation kicks in, and you can say during, you know, these key build processes or these milestones, automatically scan software, flag anything that looks bad. And if everything is green, you know, generate a bill of materials and sign the software. So from a developer's perspective, it's smooth, it's automated, and what you're shipping is high quality software that is tamper resistant, and you know, it's almost like if you look at FDA stamping a piece of food as organic, right, with all the contents on it, it just gives a higher level of assurance. Now, does it take a little bit of extra work? Sure, but as a consumer, you feel better because you can make informed choices. So same is true for software. I think if you have the right set of tools, you can generate high quality software, stamp your brand on it, and your customers can feel more assured that they have a good product for you.
That's Amit Sinha from DigiCert.